All right, we'll call the meeting of the zoning board to order. Please call the roll.
Chairman Martin.
Here.
Ms. Davis.
Here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese.
Here.
Mr. Plavach.
Here.
Ms. Price.
Here.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Here.
Everybody.
Right. So the first matter on the agenda this evening is the approval of the minutes from our meeting on January 11th. These were circulated to the members, and there's a couple of changes have been made from the document that was originally circulated. So has everyone had an opportunity to review these minutes? Somebody want to make a motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion to approve the revised minutes.
Second. Any discussion? All right, you want to call the roll, please?
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
Ms. Price.
Yes.
Mr. Plavach.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Davis.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, the next matter on the agenda this evening is a continued hearing on the proposed text amendment request that came from the Village Board concerning the commercial district properties. It's my understanding that the Village is going to ask that this matter be continued again. Is that true, Mr. Raddatz?
That's true.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Will somebody want to make a motion to continue the public hearing on this text amendment request to our next meeting on March 14th.
I'll make a motion to continue it to the next meeting.
And is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Okay, will you call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Davis.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
Mr. Plavach.
Yes.
Ms. Price.
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes. And if you don't mind, let me just add for the record that the status of that hearing was that the public portion of the meeting was not yet closed. So when the hearing recommences, we will still be in the public portion of the hearing.
Correct. All right. We next are going to consider the zoning variation request for 214 Gale. So we'd ask that everyone who intends to address the board tonight, would you please stand up so we can get sworn in?
To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Please raise your hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matters before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
All right, so we're going to ask the applicant if they would come forward and present this request for the zoning variation.
Thank you, Chairman, and committee. Thank you for allowing us to come back to you, and we respectfully request that you look at what we have submitted, the changes to the rendering of our garage. As you recall, we were here to seek a variance to the height restriction or height ordinance, and after going to the village board, we're remanded back here to be able to share with you some changes that we have made. I do apologize. When we originally, the first proposal that we had included a bathroom, which we didn't even know if we were going to do, but we had submitted that because that was something that we had been told that it was okay to permit, it was permitted to include. So we had. I think that got us off track quite considerably, and we were not looking so much at the variance request. We have, though, looked at that, at what we could do to be able to make it a little bit shorter. The original plan that we had was even taller than the one that you saw initially. We then, because of the hardship, why it is that we want to be able to have that variance is because we want the gambrel roof to be similar in pitch as our house is from 1895. In order to do that, and to still have it be a little bit lowered, we needed to reduce the depth of the garage by 1 foot, which really at 21 feet, that's about as narrow as you can have a garage and still plan on being able to have cars that are sizes that we would expect to be there. But that did allow us to drop the roof by a couple of feet so that we are a little bit closer to what the requirement is. I wish that we didn't have to even come here because I would prefer not to have to have a request a variance. But in order to have it have consistency, architectural consistency between our house and the garage, that is what we need to do. So that is why we are here, and we respectfully request your willingness to approve this plan.
Okay, just so we know what we're talking about. You're requesting now that the height be extended to 23 feet, 5.5 inches. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And is that the only variation that you are asking for this project?
Yes.
Okay. Have you reviewed this, Mr. Raddatz, and can you confirm that there's no other variations that are required for this project?
That is correct. There are no other variations required other than the height of the building.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Okay, and is there anybody else that wants to be part of your presentation of this application?
The only thing I would add is we did talk to our neighbors, so then I understand. I was not able to attend the last meeting, but I understand there was some concerns from neighbors that were by email. And Kristen did speak with two of the three folks that had expressed some concern, and they have said that they are okay with this now to us. So a third person has had a family issue, so we haven't been able to get a hold of them. And then, as you recall, the two neighbors directly on the north and south of us were already in support of the original plan.
Okay. All right. Any questions for these owners? Looks like there was one other person that signed up to speak.
That's in regard to the commercial changes text amendment.
Okay. Are you on this one, Jessica?
Yes. So the village board had heard the petition and the concerns that were raised by the neighbors. And when the homeowners came to the village board and they discussed how they were told they could have the bathroom, and then now it seems to be a concern, so they're willing to pull it out. So the village board then just asked to have it come back here without the bathroom, as pretty much as she stated. So at this point, I think, they're reporting that the neighbors have spoken to them. We did receive one written note, email from one of the residents that Mr. Raddatz had shared with all of you earlier in the week, stating that they were accepting of the updated plans. So that seemed to be the bigger concern from the trustees at the time, was that the neighbors were in agreement with the plans. So at this point, that's back on you at this point for a recommendation.
Okay. Does the board have any questions of the applicant? And there's no one here who wishes to address the board on this variation. Is that correct? All right. So we'll close the public portion of the hearing. And thank you for appearing, and then we'll discuss this and make whatever recommendation we think is appropriate to the board.
Thank you very much.
All right. Anybody got any questions or any comments?
I'm glad to see that they got updated letters from their neighbors. That was my concern at the last meeting, and it seems like two, possibly three of the neighbors are now supportive. So, you know, I'm more supportive of this project than I was when we saw those three emails that are for.
Okay. Anybody else have any?
Yes, I'd like to address. It seems like they are making a real go of it, trying to abide by what the board would have. It's still a little high, but they want to match the structure of the house, and it's just a garage with a storage space above it. So I see no reason why we shouldn't approve this.
Okay. Anybody else?
I also appreciate the efforts they made to make changes, and they listened to what we said and their neighbors said. So I do appreciate that.
Anybody else have any questions, any comments about this? All right, then if somebody wants to make a motion, then we'll proceed.
I'll make a motion to approve the variance in height of the garage.
Is there a second?
I will second it.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the village board that this request for variation be granted. Any discussion? Okay, you want to call the roll?
Chairman Martin.
I vote no.
Ms. Davis.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
Mr. Plavach.
Yes.
Ms. Price.
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
All right, so the recommendation of the Zoning Board of Appeals to the Village Board will be 6-1 in favor of granting this variation. Thank you for coming this evening so that we could help you go ahead with the project. All right, so the next matter on the agenda is whether or not there is any other public testimony or public discussion or statements that want to be made concerning anything that's before the board at this point.
Margie Sikander.
I'm Margie Sikander on 500 block of River Oaks Drive. I didn't plan to speak tonight, but I must comment on today's village newsletter statement about the March 14th continuation of the public hearing on potential zoning amendments. This that came out specifically, the proposed changes would apply to commercial districts and are intended to clarify the code while promoting economic development. I don't know who wrote that. The statement's false, misleading, makes light of significant proposed changes to our village zoning to raise building heights in some areas from 50 feet to 65 feet to increase density and to decrease parking spaces across four of four commercial districts, all of which have residences. In January, the EDC discussed allowing some properties to be zoned for 65-foot heights within 50-foot height C3 and ORIC districts, known as spot zoning. Residents of 400 blocks of Clinton, William, Lathrop, Ashland, Franklin, Park, Thatcher, along North Avenue and Madison Street are directly impacted and their neighbors. C1, C2, and C3 districts abut single-family residences. The proposed changes impact all residents, whether residing in, conducting business, visiting, or passing through these four districts. At the November 13th Village Board meeting, three trustees asked how residents would learn of the proposed zoning changes. Matt Walsh suggested promoting the public hearing in the Village newsletter, in social media, and on the Village website. The board president said the Village will do anything to get people to the meeting. Is the December 20th notice in the Wednesday Journal classifieds and today's newsletter the extent of the outreach. If you click as directed on today's newsletter, no information on the amendments appears. Is our village making light of these proposed changes? November 13th, Mr. Walsh compared the zoning changes to text amendment changes for solar panels. Summaries of public comments at various meetings omit key points requiring resident challenges in the short time between draft minutes and approval. The February 7th EDC packet contained no draft minutes from the January meeting until questioned on February 7th when they were added. During a January EDC vote, the chair directed staff, there was no need to identify how individual commissioners voted. At its January meeting, the ZBA had little information on the outcomes of the two EDC votes the night before. Text amendments require full notice to the entire village. The significant proposed zoning changes across four districts ethically need to be broadly communicated. They are not. As I asked before, is this a predetermined outcome? Thank you.
All right, anybody else want to address the board this evening? All right, our next scheduled meeting is on March 14th, so somebody want to make a motion to dismiss for tonight?
I move to adjourn.
All right, I'll second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.